from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Would you rather the Buccos give Paul Skeens that 8-year, $165 million contract that I've been throwing out there for a couple of days, or just have Skeens for 5 years, have him go through the arbitration process, and take whatever money he turns down in this hypothetical world and fold it into the ball club and give yourself, in theory, a better chance to win? 412-928-9370. What do you think?
I think it to be realistic. I and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, then Doug came in and threw out the theory. His agent is not going to go for that. And he's probably not going to go for that, even though he probably wants to. He's 22 years old. I mean, you know, what, you said $20 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is, you know, a
hard
crazy,
to say no to.
It's hard to say no to, but, you know, his agent's going to be like, listen, this guy, Shohei Ohtani's making $700 million. By time that Paul Skeens is up for a new contract, he'll be making around there or maybe even more, like, to be honest. And the way that everything tracks and everything just, you know, inflates, like, he'll be making around there. We're going to wait and get the appropriate contract for our guy. So in the Pirates' minds, you got to be smart and understand that. Maybe I throw that out there just in case that there's some bites in the water. But knowing that it's not going to happen, I absolutely would use that money and surround him in this 6-year window with the best players possible to try to go for it right now. To try to go for it right now. I think that's more important because you have him. Like, you have him, you know, and it's not like you only have him for 3 years.
Right.
You have him for 6 years. So I'm using that money, and I'm trying to surround him with the best players possible. Knowing where we're at right now, and we're somewhat close, if we do add and put some quality players around the diamond, we will have a legit chance moving forward with Paul Skeens.
I mean, that's a great argument right there, Doran, because here they are sitting at 48 and 48, and they've got Michael A. Taylor and Jack Sawinski in the lineup a lot, and they had a ton of Henry Davis earlier in the year, and Key Brian Hayes has not hit, and they've only had a month and a half of good first base play all year long from Rowdy Tellez. They're close to being very, very good. And all it would take is pushing those chips into the middle of the table. So I understand what you're saying.
So Mitch Keller's 8 years?
5 for 77.
So by time Skeens is up, Mitch Keller will be up too. I need to have somebody that I need for the future. I may throw a little bit something at Jared Jones so I know that I have somebody for outside of that 5 to 6 year window.
Mm-hmm.
Because the likelihood of you paying Skeens is very, very small because he's just going to command so much money. But I need somebody for the future. You figure, what, 5 years, 6 years? You know, Jones will be maybe 30.
You know what? So Cincinnati signed Hunter Green to a 6-year, $53 million contract. I think you would present something like that to Jones.
Yeah.
If you wanted to keep Jones around, that's
right.
Probably what it would look like.
Right.
Where you could buy out the arbitration, buy out a little bit of free agency. That makes sense to me, too. I just hate the idea of Skeens having a 15-year Major League Baseball career and only a third of it being in Pittsburgh.
Well, make the most of it, then.
You know?
If they go and they even make an appearance in a World Series or say they win one, then you got it. You're mm-hmm. good. It doesn't matter.
I do wonder, and here's the sad reality. They could do both.
They could.
But they won't do both, right?
Right.
But so if it had to be one or the other, if you win a World Series with Paul Skenes because you have taken the money that you had earmarked to see if he would sign a contract and you spread that wealth among other players and build up your roster, if he did win a World Series here, it would step on my argument a little bit because I'm always afraid that a guy that good gets remembered as the Yankee or the Dodger or the Cardinal or God the Cup. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, God, that makes my skin crawl if he were to go to someplace in the division. But if he would win a World Series here, that's never forgotten.
No.
That's never forgotten. No. And you can make the argument kind of like the quarterback deal in the NFL, or your best chance to win is on a rookie contract, and then whenever you pay a guy $40, $50, $60 million, it's a lot harder to field a winner around him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I would look at it right now, and that's probably how exactly what Doug was looking at. I mean, it's kind of relative whenever it comes to that. So, I mean, you have your rookie quarterback, your 1-1 pick quarterback who is a phenom. I mean, look what, and when we brought this up, and yesterday something, I think Adam Schefter tweeted, CJ Stroud was the first rookie to make it to the playoffs or do something since like 1950, one of like eight or something. And we were talking about CJ Stroud in the football realm of being Paul Skenes-esque-ish. So that's what they're doing. That's what the Texans did. They're like, look, we got this rookie phenom. Let's surround him with some talent. They get Stephon Diggs. They get some other players. They get, you know, bolster their line. They get a running back. Like, that's kind of the lay of the land if you want to win and you know that your window's now and you have to make best on your young player that is not getting paid anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, it's every sport, I feel like.
It is. The best way to have your cake and eat it too here would be to give Skenes a contract, but backload it. So where the first few years he's making $5 million,
right,
$10 million,
right,
$15 million, and then at the end, the final 3 years where you bought out that free agency, in my hypothetical, now he's $45-50 million.
Maybe he takes the Otani approach though,
which would be wonderful.
I mean, he's kind of built like that. Like, he wants to play baseball, he wants to win. I don't think money is the whole root of him being a professional athlete. I really don't think so. I think he's like, money will come. I just want to win. Maybe he's like, yeah, I'll take $2 million a year for 10 years and then backload it and get the, you know, hundreds of millions after that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it past a guy like him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.